over 200 attempts to try to overturn state election results. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what the Democrat-led House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot concludes in its final report about former President Trump's attempts to stay in office.
The House panel released its 845-page report late Thursday after interviewing more than 1,000 witnesses. Those witnesses included law enforcement, some of Trump's closest aides, and some of the rioters. The report says the cause behind the violence was one man, Donald Trump. And it says the then president put pressure on officials and Vice President Mike Pence to game the system or break the law to overturn the election.
Fox's Jill Nato, the committee had already recommended Trump be charged criminally. Now the former president again calling it a witch hunt in all caps, writing on social media. The committee purposely fails to mention he used the words peacefully and patriotically when he told his supporters to gather that day. At the Senate,
we funded the government with an aggressive investment in American families, American workers, American national defense.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Now, the day after that $1.7 trillion bill passed with some Republican support, the House is also expected to approve it. A nasty storm is making Christmas travel messy, not merry.
We came out of the mountains early, but I think we were going to beat the storm. Now we're spending another 8 hours waiting to catch our flight.
He's in Denver. More than 3,000 flights were canceled today. In addition to the snow and the wind and the heavy rain in much of the north, it's frigid.
Even across Texas, plenty of spots getting down into the negative 5 to negative 10 range. The coldest spots on the map down to negative 40, again in the upper Midwest, around Chicago.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz. After China eased lockdowns for COVID following mass protests, Bloomberg reports COVID's really gone viral, spreading in China, infecting 37 million people in one day this week. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Sam Bankman-Fried is not behind bars. Released after he appeared in court with a mob of reporters around him.
Your investors have lost so much.
Bankman-Fried facing fraud charges in the collapse of his FTX crypto exchange into bankruptcy, costing investors billions of dollars. Bankman-Fried was set free on a $250 million bond.
The judge just said he had to be back in court on the 3rd of January, but the prosecutor called his bail deal the largest ever pretrial bond. Now, among the requirements is that he has to surrender his passport and undergo regular mental health treatment and evaluation. Really, the only time we heard him speak today was when the judge asked SBF if he understood the conditions of his release, and he said, yes, I do.
Fox Business Network's Colin McShane outside the court in New York City. Bankman-Fried will be serving his time while he waits trial at his parents' home in California. On Wall Street, stocks could rise back up in what's been a yo-yo of a week. Dow futures rising more than 100 points the day after plunging 348. On Thursday night football, the Jacksonville Jaguars beat the New York Jets 19-3.
Jets quarterback Zach Wilson, who was starting for the injured Mike White, was pulled from the game after going just 9 of 18 for 92 yards with an interception. Jacksonville was able to control the game on the ground, rushing for nearly 150 yards, and quarterback Trevor Lawrence had a one-yard sneak for the game's only touchdown. With the win, the Jags have now won 5 of their last 7 games and moved to 7-8 on the year, just a half game behind the Titans in the AFC South. It was a devastating loss for the Jets' playoff hopes. New York is now 7-8 on the season and a game and a half out of the final wild card spot in the AFC. I'm Eric Messersmith, Fox News.
Trevor Bauer may get to pitch again. An arbitrator has reduced his two-year Major League Baseball suspension over sexual assault allegations. Bauer could be reinstated next season. He's under contract with the LA Dodgers. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.